This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As a segue of sorts from Adrian's story about livestock and antibiotics up at the top of the program, consider this for a second. Americans eat a little bit more than 50 billion pounds of meat a year. Getting our hands on all that beef, pork, and chicken is a delicate balancing act of consumer demand, resource utilization, and agriculture policy, to name just three, really. Maureen Ogle is the author of a new book about that balance. It's called In Meat We Trust. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I read something about you as I was preparing for this interview. You describe yourself as a former vegetarian.
I did not eat meat for about 25 years. I'm old, people. And for political reasons, I just stopped eating meat. And yeah. I still eat for the purpose when I knew I was going to get asked questions like that. So I actually kept track of how much meat I ate for the course of a year. And I only eat about 25 pounds of meat a year. On average, per capita, Americans eat about 225 pounds.
Wow.
So
that's astounding.
I know. I got to tell you, honestly, given that that's an average, that means somebody is eating a lot of meat.
One of the other really interesting points that you make in this book is meat and the cheap supply, relatively cheap supply thereof, is a key part of the entire consumer economy in this country.
Well, it is. I honestly didn't know a thing about this when I started writing the book, because I prefer to write about things I don't know anything about, because I don't have an agenda. And what I found was that as Americans moved from farm to town, a fact we now absolutely take for granted because the overwhelming majority of us live in an urban place, farmers struggle to try to provide food to consumers who demanded that that food be as low cost as possible. And from that has come this extraordinary infrastructure, not just for livestock production, but crop production and also processing and the logistics of delivery and manufacture.
And we work our way up to the point where present day we have systematized the production of meat in this country to a fare thee well.
Yes, we have. And there are two points to make about that. One is that the system that we have, which, as I'm sure you and your audience know, is under a great deal of criticism now, it's been specifically designed over many, many decades by family farmers to meet enormous demand. That's the operative factor here. Demand is what drives the system. But the other piece of this puzzle that I think a lot of critics don't take into account is that this system, since the colonial period, has been built to supply meat to the rest of the world. Even during the colonial period, colonists were shipping meat stuffs out around the globe, and we still do that today.
Yeah. But I'm gonna trot out the S word here now and ask you about sustainability, right? I mean, can we keep on going producing meat cheaply enough to feed our population in a way that won't be really bad for the planet and the rest of the economy?
Well, and here's where I'm going to get myself in trouble with probably 99.9% of the people who are listening.
I do it every day. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. This is my take based on 7 years of working on this book. That's how long it took me. The system we have now has many flaws. I wouldn't want to live next to a hog confinement operation, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't either. But the simple fact is, given the demand, the system we have is the least disruptive we can have. It's the least disruptive to the soil. It's the least disruptive to people. It's the least disruptive to the environment. It's not perfect, but the idea of doing what critics want us to do, which is to dismantle the existing system and then go back to small-scale agricultural production, we can't do that and supply demand.
The book is called In Meat We Trust by Maureen Ogle. The subtitle is An Unexpected History of Carnivore America. Maureen, thanks very much for your time.
Kai, thank you very much. I appreciate it.